Field & Stream's Colin Kearns talks about an African safari. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Ghosts of Africa.
We are talking about a safari. Our legendary rifles editor, David E. Petzl, went on probably his last safari. He's been there over a dozen times in his life, and he wanted to shoot one more Cape Buffalo. And he did that. He shot his biggest Cape Buffalo of his life. And so the story is just kind of, it's a really beautiful story about just his obsession with Africa, the times, all the adventures he's had there, the people he's met there, and just kind of a reflection on that part of his hunting career that's most likely over, sadly. But he went out with a bang for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. The nickname for Cape Buffalo, Black Death, because they are mean.
They are mean. They are a truly dangerous game. If your shot is not just right, things can go bad for you in a hurry. They are a dangerous, dangerous game for sure.
The author's description? He was very big, even for a Cape Buffalo, around 1,800 pounds, and very old, around 12 years. But he was condemned to death by his hooves, which left an unmistakable track in the sandy soil of the Zimbabwean lowland. When you leave a signature like this and have three people following you who can track the memory of a ghost over hard rock, the odds aren't in your favor. Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Mike Babcock has shot a Cape Buffalo, and he can tell you stories. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.